integrative health info at its best. It's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science with Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille.
Dr. Holly Lucille's off on jury duty. I'm covering the show for today. Julie Newmark, julienewmarkmusic.com. That's Dime Store Halo bringing us in. And I have to confess, I am an onion head, and I am proud of it. Why am I an onion head? Because I want to keep my hair. I'm 5'8". I tend to get pudgy in my older age and my younger age, so I got to watch my weight. I got to do my best to keep my hair. That is a goal of mine for life. And there's been a lot of breakthroughs when we're looking at preventing graying, preventing thinning. And for all men who choose to keep their hair and not do surgical procedures and things, there's been several breakthroughs that tied back to an old herbal remedy. The European researchers who do just, they study hair a lot, but European researchers have discovered a breakthrough cure for gray and thinning hair. And it's a topical application of a sun-activated compound called PC-KUS. That's PC-KUS. It is a modified pseudocatalase, fancy term. However, they might be a few hundred years late in what they're saying. And let me explain why. Back in the turn of the century, we're talking about the 1800s going into the 1900s. There's been two turns of centuries. In recent times, I guess, in modern times. So we're talking about the 1800s going into the 1900s. A fairly common treatment for thinning hair and baldness was to juice an onion and scrub it into the scalp. And quite hard. They used to use these wire brushes in order to do that. And it was alleged that people would grow back a lot of hair. Well, let's flip back to modern times. What the researchers found that was in gray hair, it was primarily caused by a buildup of hydrogen peroxide at the root of hair follicles. And this was due in great part to the reduction in the natural antioxidant called catalase. And that's that pseudocatalase substance that they were talking about in Europe. So in addition to helping cleanse the scalp and follicles, the onion juice promotes the production of catalase. Catalase preventing the gray and promoted the thicker hair follicles. Will you be seeing shampoo with onion juice in it? Hate to grow hair. People are going to do almost anything. I've seen laser combs. I've seen gels put on heads. I've seen all sorts of things done to grow hair. But catalase seems to be the key. The researchers' new breakthrough appears to be the rediscovery of one of these remedies for gray hair and baldness for centuries. It's not just the turn of the century. Actually, onion juice, I know I'm naturopath. I like that old historical stuff, but I think this is pretty cool. Herbalist named John Gerard, he lived 1545 to 1612. So this is quite a bit back. It's so far back that he spelled juice, J-U-Y-C-E. And he wrote, the juice of onions anointed upon a bald head in the sun bringeth, you know what's old when they use the word bringeth the hair again very speedily. Let me repeat that. The juice of the onion anointed upon the bald head in the sun bringeth the hair again very speedily. I'm ditching the show. It is a hot day out where I live. I'm going to squeeze an onion on there and get that moving. And today, I've heard of onion juice uses a remedy for balding and graying hair. I just never thought it could be that simple. The journal it was published in came in, there's something called the FASB journal. It's very reliable journal. And then Karen Yu Schallreuter, she's a medical doctor, Institute for Pigmentary Disorders. And they are all jumping on the, what I am officially calling it, the onion head bandwagon. So we're going to see, I guess we will see men in their 60s and 70s with full heads of hair out at the bar scene talking to women, and if they can get a nose clip over their nose, they might have a shot, right? Going back to gray hair again, in 2009, gray hair was again also found to be peroxide builder up. So when we're looking at natural ways to keep your hair, and that's what we're always trying to do here, we're always trying to say, look, rather than surgery, rather than this, maybe there's a few natural ways, less invasive ways. Like the worst thing that's ever going to happen with onion juice is it's going to get in your eye and burn, or that you're going to not have a very good smell about you. But other than that, the stuff is going to be very safe. Versus when you look at other things like Propecia, Propecia is a drug that works by manipulating hormones, okay? And I don't like Propecia. I don't like it as a medication. First of all, I don't think that the foam or the pills or whatever, I don't think they work real well. It's been reported by friends of mine that have used it that it seems like if they're losing hair that it stops the loss. It seems to be a stopgap measure. But other than that, I don't like the way Propecia works. Now we have this research on this catalase, and you're going to see a drug coming out with a pseudocatalase. You know that. But it might be as simple as taking some onion juice and rubbeth on the head and allow it to hit the sunlight and seeing if that catalase comes down and works. Listeners out there who try this, you have to get in touch and comment for me on the show when it's posted. Let me know if it works for you. I'm going to start scrubbing it in myself. I'm going to do it every day a little bit. Sorry, honey, I know you're listening out there, but my onion head's going to be smelling like onion a little bit. But I'm going to do it every day a little bit, and I'll let you know what you think. I'll post some comments on there. But I really need to know if this works. And it'll be kind of obvious. I'm thinning a little bit if it's going to go. Some other known natural remedies to help us with hair. One is to keep it in the black versus the gray. There's something called fo ti, which is a very, very well-known Chinese herb. Fo ti is also called shu shao wu, which translates to black hair. And so it is something that fo ti has been used. You'll see that in a lot of Chinese remedies. Blackstrap molasses has been reported to work as well. Pine needles and other things. When we look at nutrients that you want to be taking in for foods for good hair health, sweet rice, nuts, seeds, the typicals, leafy green vegetables. I'm sure if Holly was here, Holly would be saying, Decker, make sure to mention kale. I am mentioning kale. Other foods to avoid for good hair. Guess what's going to come up? Now, here's a surprise, cold food and drinks. And the reason cold comes up is because cold can impede circulation. Cold will take blood. Let's say you take something with a lot of ice in your stomach. Blood has to come to the stomach away from the scalp, away from the fingers, away from the toes. Blood will come in to warm and melt that ice. So less circulation to the scalp, less of a chance to grow good, healthy hair. A quick story on that is I've put some patients on cayenne pepper and things through the years for heart problems who were prematurely white or gray. And sure enough, you could see their roots were coming back black and their hair would grow back out black or brown or red or whatever their original color was. And it was because they weren't due to be gray. It wasn't a catalase thing. It was simply a circulation thing. And as soon as the circulation got better, boom, their natural hair color came out. Sugary foods and drinks, that's bad for hair. It's not a surprise. Animal protein, yes, and a lot of that has to do especially with the hormones in the beef. Those are estrogens. They add to the problem. Soy products, because soys are going to be more of an estrogen type of family. That's going to be an issue that's not going to be very good, along with some dairy products. Let's get back to the story here. We are talking about healthy hair. We are talking about natural ways to keep your hair in good shape. There has been a recent study that talked about a natural product that'll probably turn into a medication, so pseudocatalase, and that's going to help hair grow. But all along, it was really the onion juice that it was the stimulus for the research, that is the stimulus for what we're developing now to prevent the graying of hair and to help the growing hair. So take an onion, juice it or blend it up, take that juice and liberally scrub it in. And I mean, really take those nails and dig that into that scalp. And when you do that and rinse it out, but you might want to do a light shampoo, a sodium lauryl sulfate free shampoo after that, because you don't want people smelling onions on your head all day. You got a job. You got to be respectable out there. And that's how we're going to do. We're going to help you be respectable with a full head of hair. And we're going to do that at RadioMD.com.